All right, a cool and rainy Monday morning. Some good news for the Imagination Library here in St. Clair County. A nice donation made to them by State Farm last week. Joining us to talk more about this from State Farm is Lisa Joyce. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. Riley Alley is on the line as well from the Imagination Library and the Great Start Collaborative. Good morning, Riley.
Good morning, Paul.
I want to talk about the Imagination Library, but first let's talk about this giant check that was written by State Farm. Lisa, tell us more about that.
Well, for 10 days in August, 167,000 people cast 450 votes in the support of their favorite causes. As a result, St. Clair's County Initiative was one of the winners, and we're so excited about this because State Farm Neighborhood Assist is a crowdsourcing philanthropic grant program. It empowers communities to identify issues in their specific neighborhoods. Nonprofits and affiliates with each of the top 40 causes across the country receive grants to address them. It's part of the State Farm Neighborhood of Good Initiative, which inspires and empowers people to turn caring into doing.
I know, Riley, you campaigned pretty hard for this too, didn't you?
I did, and it was, you know, so exciting to get our community so involved. When you think about everything Lisa just said and the numbers of people that voted and got involved, and our small community of St. Clair County rallied around and was able to be a winner in a nationwide, competition, I mean, it's just exciting.
Riley, what is it about the Imagination Library that you think really resonates with people?
Well, when we think about the importance of early childhood and early childhood literacy, our literacy initiatives in St. Clair County are just very powerful when we look at the fact that our county has, you know, almost half of our children are not reading proficiently by third grade. And that's what's setting our kids up for success or failures. And so when we're looking at an early childhood initiative like literacy and using Imagination Library as our means of getting, raising our scores and getting children to love reading and to be ready to read in kindergarten, I think that speaks numbers to our community and says this is what's going to make a difference.
And Lisa, this is a nice way to give to a community on their terms, asking them what they need, what they want that money to be given to, isn't it?
Exactly. It gives us the focus to find out exactly what's happening in neighborhoods, what's going on nationwide in your specific community, and how can we make an impact in that. Because over the past 7 years with this program, more than 250 causes have received a total of $7 million to enact change in their very specific small-town community. It's a great way of giving back and meeting needs.
This contribution is $25,000 for the Imagination Library. Riley, what can you do with $25,000?
Well, when you really break it down and talk about numbers, that's 12,000 books that are going to be coming to our county. So really, just the sheer numbers and volume is going to make an impact on our kids, and it's really what's going to drive change, just like Lisa's talking about. And what's really cool is this was an opportunity for us to continue to build on a program that exists. We're not starting something from scratch that we don't know works or doesn't. We're not really quite sure. This is just empowering this program to be able to reach more kids and be able to do something that we know is making a difference.
And it's, as we've talked about before, Riley, those books that come into St. Clair County that otherwise wouldn't have been here get read by a lot of kids, don't they?
It does. We have currently about 4,500 children registered. We have another about 4,800 to 4,900 kids who have graduated. So when you put those numbers together, we've touched over 9,000 kids in our county. And you know, the data that we're collecting with our annual surveys is just showing that parents say that it's increasing the amount of time they're spending with their kids. It's increasing the amount of interest their kids have in books. And so when we can do that, then by the time they get to kindergarten, if they've already read so many books and have been read to, they're excited and ready, and they want to do it themselves. They want to learn how to read.
Absolutely. Lisa, do you have a website where people can find out more about this State Farm initiative?
Yes, we do. It's www.neighborhoodassist.com. And on behalf of State Farm, we want to congratulate St. Clair County for all the wonderful things that you've done. And on behalf of the state of Michigan, congratulations for everything. And we look forward to amazing results happening there.
Absolutely. Well, Lisa, thank you so much. Riley, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it from both of you.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much. Right. Thank you, Lisa. We're excited.